Good morning, Symphony. Welcome to our morning devotionals. Today is our second week of the Bible reading plan, which is Mark chapter 6. For today's devotional, we will focus on verses 45 to 52, so I'll read that for us now. Verse 45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Amen. Have you ever tried to row a boat before? If you come out to our annual college kayaking event in the fall, maybe you've experienced how difficult it can be to row sometimes. I remember one summer afternoon, my friends and I rented kayaks to row across the Charles River. But that day just happened to be insanely windy. And kayaks are a pretty small boat, so the rocky waves of the water were making us bob up and down and up and down. And it certainly was not the picturesque and chill day that we had all originally intended for. Now, these disciples, after the miraculous feeding of the 5,000, were instructed by Jesus to get into a boat and row to the other side, to Bethsaida, through the Sea of Galilee. And they should have been very familiar with this terrain. Many of them were fishermen, after all. However, the passage says that they were making headway painfully as the winds were against them. Scholars estimate that they left sometime in the evening and kept rowing into the fourth watch of the night, which is around 3 to 4 a.m. This means the approximate 1 to 2 hour trip across the Sea of Galilee, which is more like a lake, suddenly turned into a late night excursion as they painfully tried to row against the wind. No wonder why they freaked out and were completely scared when they saw a figure walking on water before their very eyes. Now, have you ever felt that way before? Pushed back by the winds and waves despite every effort to row forward? For me, I've had long and grueling battles against body image and acceptance. Sometimes victories that I thought I had overcome suddenly would feel washed away. And perhaps you can relate. Maybe for you, it's a reoccurring sin that no matter what you do or try, you feel sucked back into. Pornography, binging, alcohol, addictions. Or perhaps it is a negative cycle of thoughts that once you get in, you can't quite get yourself out of it. And I think we've all been in situations and seasons like this before. We row, row, and row, but feel like we've gone nowhere. We've even sung songs growing up like, "Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream." But that tune seems like a mere dream away. The reality is that life can be hard, and maybe today you feel like you've been rowing for a while. I think today's passage teaches us so much about Jesus, who he is, especially when we are in seasons of rowing. I have 3 points from today's passage. Number one, Jesus intercedes for us. Jesus went to the mountain to pray while the disciples were rowing. I don't think he was unaware of what was going on or that he let them struggle as he maniacally sat back and did nothing. No, but he was interceding and praying. Although we aren't told exactly what he prayed about, Romans 8:34 says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And although Jesus abides in us and we abide in him, we are still in this already not yet time where we are waiting for his return. I think this passage brings us comfort that God is mindful of us and that Jesus is constantly interceding on behalf of us. Number two, Jesus wants to pass by. Okay, now verse 48 is kind of weird. Jesus meant to pass by the disciples, Was he just casually walking through and intended to leave them behind? It's confusing. But the words pass by have a different connotation now than it does in this passage. The expression of God, quote, passing by, does not mean he is merely walking past us, but actually the opposite. It means he is revealing himself to us. Take a look at the Old Testament when Moses asked God to show him his glory. The glory of the Lord passed by, Exodus 33. 1 Kings also records the presence of the Lord passing by Elijah, where he came in a gentle whisper amongst the great winds, earthquake, and fire. Jesus also passes by John the Baptist in John 1, where John then declares, "Look, the Lamb of God." And in Luke 18, where the blind man calls out, "Jesus, Son of David," when Jesus passes by. So similarly, Jesus passes by the disciples, not to dismiss them, but to actually reveal his glory and who he is to them. And similarly, that is what he wants to do for us. He wants to reveal his glory and who he is to us as well. And number three, Jesus turns fear to faith. As Jesus miraculously walks on water, he affirms the disciples and says, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." I'm reminded that Jesus is also named Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is with us. He brings us comfort when we are in seasons of uncertainties and fear in our lives. For some reason, I'm just reminded of those classic sports movies where the main character is at bat on the baseball field or about to make a big play at some sort of sports game. The pressure is getting to them as they see faces staring back at them. But as they look out onto the crowd, they see a face of their loved one, a mom, dad, husband, or wife in the stands. And suddenly it gives them the courage to face the situation head on. It's far too easy to feel alone in this world, but Jesus is always there with us, and his presence gives us the courage to have faith. The last two verses also really stand out to me. It says that the disciples were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened, meaning that they just saw this miraculous work by Jesus, who provided the small food that they had into a feast for 5,000 people. And immediately after it is when we get to verse 45. They get into the boat to cross the sea. And I think this shows that even as believers of Jesus, just like the disciples were, it is possible to have hardened hearts to who he is. So today, let's pray that God would soften our hearts before him. O Spirit of wisdom and revelation, help us to see you, Jesus, rightly. Lord, many of us know what it's like to be in seasons of rowing. It can seem frustrating and endless, but we pray that you would pass us, reveal your glory to us. I pray that in the glory of your presence, we would truly be able to take heart, for you have overcome the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.